Love Talk Radio.
Pretty sure you all are just as happy to hear my voice as I am to expound on all I've learned in the last few days. So let's make that a plus for everyone. Yes, this is Ask Uncle Billy Radio Show, and this is the one and only Uncle Billy. the topic of tonight's show is on actually two subjects. Helping people in their journey, on their journey, in their journey, with their journey, any way you can, because everything that you're looking for, that you're actually seeking, can actually be found better with others. You know what they say, unity in numbers a plus, and broken up is division. All of that in a bag of chips. So this is not a preaching show, but this is just something to get your attention and let you know that you're not in it by yourself, and we are winning. We are actually winning. Look at the history, your background, and look where you came from. Look what you're up to. If you're not up to anything, you weren't in the fight no how, so don't even worry about it. But the problem is, some of you all that get in the fight too long at the wrong time, too late. You know what I'm saying? So if you're not in the fight to win it, that means you actually may not be needed. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot going on that you can put that to, you know, politics and love and all of that. But you just have to look at the dance with the one that brought you, and look at the partner you brought to the dance. That's all it's about. That's all it's about. Learning to make correct and proper decisions, and sticking with what you got. You know what they say: stand in your own lane. So, with all of that being said, oftentimes people will not ask you questions that they don't know the answer to. Now, that's a fact. How many of my friends have in the past tried to check my knowledge of baseball history for free? Well, you know, a long time ago, when I was a young man, I used to wager on baseball games and stuff like that, because a lot of people didn't understand. I loved baseball. It was just that, you know, when you walk into a room and everybody's talking about football and basketball, you know, you kind of have to stay silent about what you love all the time unless somebody asks you a question. Only thing they would ask me was, who gonna win? And when I tell them, they take my bet and go bet with somebody else and win, you know. So I stopped doing that. Y'all will understand later. But the best way to find what you are looking for is to get in on the hunt of someone that's already looking for something. You know what I'm saying? Do you get that part of it? You know, help them find what they're looking for, and maybe on that journey you'll also be able to find a small part of what you're looking for, maybe even the whole quest. Get sold up. It might even be in the same area, in the same whatever. You know what I'm saying? But you never know until you try. And those that don't want to do nothing should do what they're doing. Stay they behind on the board. Yeah, I still got the jaw over here, but I'm not going to be able to use it because I sustain that type of language. Today's show is sponsored by some people that you all know and know well. But there's a lot of changes coming through the Metroplex and the area, and we're going to be discussing them a lot in the near future. Say, for instance, a guy asked me the other day about the Parra Park. I said, what about the Parra Park? He said, what you think they're going to do with it? I said, are you seriously discussing it, or you just want to start a conversation? I said, because if you want to start a conversation, I can converse with you what I'd like it to be done. And then, you know, remember, I'm going back to the story I wrote. He's into a hunt for information. And at this time, am I willing to give my actual thought if he's really not serious about it? I think not, you know, because I just had a couple of serious talks, discussions about it, and you know, I don't play with real stuff. So I'm feeding back on what he's saying, but his actions is not really proven that he wants to compensate. He really just wants to appropriate, you know, get my information and use it on somebody, make a better discussion with somebody else about what I said and all of that. You know, it's same old, same old. What Daddy used to say, well, you know, the big wheel keeps on turning, and it keeps on turning around. Yeah, it comes back. But so I didn't want to discuss it with him because, like I said, I just had a serious discussion about it and didn't want to further that. So on the other hand, another sponsor of the show was, I know you all haven't heard of this team of individuals, but they are one of the best small organizations coming through, doing great things, and not getting a lot of exposure. I am soon going to be exposing a few different teams of individuals. Ask Uncle Billy Radio is becoming a marketing and advertising agency, actually not going to be second to none, because I'm going to be trying to find out all of the information I can about progressing everybody within the boundaries of Dallas County and City of Dallas, and just all around, whoever, whenever. All you have to do is ask, 'cause I will help you perform the task of getting to your point. Just call in 323-870-3963. You're going to be seeing some cards passed around, you know. Man, call Uncle Billy. Call, and it will be soon as next week. And please call in. Give me your questions. Let's find out together. Let's see what's going on. And let's win it, y'all, because I can actually prove in any arena on anything that I say without a doubt. Every time you speak fact, you know, fact becomes fact. And so what I would like to do is say, like I said, I don't know anything. I don't know everything. I don't even know the services that I'm able to provide until I'm asked. Remember that. But together, we can begin the same journey. I'll go along with you as usual, and we will hopefully find what you are looking for. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. So I'm in it to win it. Yeah. I got one friend that said, man, if them people really knew what you had gone through, I said, gone through? She said, yeah, what's wrong? I said, H-E-L-L, I'm still going. I'm still going through it. Because, you know, this ain't no give-up point. You know, I ain't got no reason to stop now, you know. And I'm sure not close to the end of my road. Because I'm still fighting, you know. Go to dialysis 3 times a week. People ask me, what do I do different than other dialysis patients? I said, I don't know. I don't ask most of them, you know. Hardly ever, well, you know, we'll talk about some of our aches and pains and little stuff here and there. But my sounding board for self-pity and stuff don't exist. So, you know, I'm mute on a whole lot of subjects, especially when you got to kind of condone some things by not saying anything and stuff like that. You know, you don't want to create no tension in the hive. So I just, Daddy always said, boy, if you ain't got nothing great to say, don't say nothing. So sometimes I don't say anything. But other than that, we talk about the other things in life and, you know, what we want to be when we grow up. I want to own a, just bottom line, y'all, I'm getting a lot of the other things that I want by starting this company, Ask Uncle Billy Radio. But I want a pool hall. And the only reason I'm telling y'all this is because I was asked today, Uncle Bill, what do you really want out of this? I said, I want a pool hall with a laundromat on the ground floor. Pool hall upstairs, you know, a little small recreation center. Shoot a little pool, play a lot of dominoes. Yeah, like that. Eat a little bones, you know, like the bone lot or the bone room. Yeah, you know, dominoes and all. Yeah. So with that all being said, you know, I just want to progress and do what I do because I keep telling folk I'm not young anymore, but it's fun doing some of the things I'm doing because obviously I'm getting some followers. Yeah, I'll be telling y'all some big things starting Tuesday evening after I get off dialysis. I'm going to set the show up for Tuesday evening. I still probably do Monday show. Well, as you can tell, I'm back here, but I'm new. I'm still new to the arena because, man, it's been a lot of radio shows come up. But I've always centered my main ingredient on being an advocate for change and the progress of the process. Yeah, some of y'all will get that, some of y'all won't. But the progress of the process is, I don't mind who's second and who's third. I'm going to be number one. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. Yes, I'm going to be doing some, helping folks do some things, but I'm not going, you know, I ain't moving in. I still got a journey to continue myself. But if you read anything into what I was saying earlier, it's about trying to join someone else and making them successful on your journey, which entails maybe that they assist you to your journey. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Well, that's exactly what I'm saying. So, We have to realize, people, golly, all of this has not been given to us to keep and bury. This is not the tenant that the man buried, not the coin that Jesus gave the man that buried it and left it underground for 30 years and it didn't grow none. You know, we got to include. Inclusion is always better than illusion. Remember that one. Inclusion is always better than illusion. Quit fooling yourself. Sooner or later, you're going to have to learn. You got to get off the pot. You got to get up. You got to stand up. You know, I see all the different marches against kidney. Yeah, I lost my kidney. But I see a lot of marches and stuff for the kidney transplant organizations and stuff like that. And we are, you realize black folk are on the major list of all the different kidney organizations in the world, and yet and still that's not one of their major topics of trying to get a cure or trying to delve off into why are there so many blacks going on dialysis or nothing like that. Do you understand what I'm saying, y'all? y'all stay on the bench too long. If you're going to be pros, if you're going to get up and do something, I'm talking about a jackass, y'all. Get y'all ass off the bench. Get up. Get into the game. Because, golly, man, it's a lot y'all missing by not including yourself into the real fights that's going on in the great state world of America. Yeah, I almost slipped because my daddy told me when I was a little bit of boy, you're a universal man. He didn't say man either. He used the N word. That's why I still love it. But with all of that being said, say, man, what happened at the last hot dog meet? See, what I'm saying, when I put my ads out there, my number to call in, I'm just going to be asking y'all questions like, what you trying to do? You know, what did John say down at the commissioner's meeting yesterday? What did they say at city council on last Tuesday? You know what I'm saying? We are not getting off into the games that count. Yeah, we'll go up under the tree and win a bet on who's the best baseball player in the world, who's the biggest football player in the world, and all of that there. But we got to get into the game, y'all. It's called the game of life. And as it so happens, every time I leave Bonchon, I always tell them, I'm coming back. You know, the governor of California, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'll be back, you know. So, and generally, and every time I've said it, I've been back. So right now, this is not a promise or a guarantee. You know, the Bible don't like that. But this is an assurance. I'm like the old folk, other old folk. Yeah, I'm old. If I win, you win. But you got to get into the game, y'all. Ain't nothing wrong with being positive when you know you on the right team. And that's just what it is. That's what kept me here these wonderful 6 to 8 years. Yeah, so get on the winning team, y'all, and just do what you can, when you can, while you can. Help somebody else win and see how good it feels. That way when you do win, and I say it most positively, because once you start helping others win, it's almost like a guaranteed ticket. You know what I'm saying? And you have to ask yourself from time to time, what's your legacy, you know, for your children and your grandchildren? What about for your great-grandchildren? Is it going to be enough for them to get something off of it? Call in. Talk to Uncle Billy. Yeah, I think you'll enjoy it a lot more than you ever would have thought. Because guess what? We in it to win it. And I know y'all can be there. Because I've seen you before. You know, it's a leak in this old building. And guess what? We're going to have to do something about it. Because,
just moving a little closer to home. Will you see me turning the lights out? I'm just moving closer to my heavenly home.
For a couple of seconds, because I'm trying to see this next song is up. Somebody very new. So if you all will please forgive me. You just don't, sometimes you want to hear something come out after you. Let me see what we got here. You know, because when I rose this morning, I was. It's been a long day. Let me put it like that. So when I rose this morning, y'all, when I rose.
When we think dinosaurs, we tend to think of the animals of the Cretaceous and Jurassic. Movie star dinos like T-Rex, Velociraptor.
Thank you.
don't it? Makes you wonder. When you believe enough and things start to flow towards you and through you and around you, you be wondering where that, all of that coming from, because you finally got rocked enough to start believing. That's all I'm talking about, because some of y'all don't believe that you can achieve. And it's not your fault. You know, what I'm saying is, most of it is, but you know, you ain't going to say it was no, huh? All you going to do is goddamn me keep whining and going on when it's not really time for that. What it's really time for is to get up off your butt and start doing something else. You know, doing something about where you are. Because the Ask Uncle Billy show starts at 6:30. I was here on time, and it was everything was fine. I liked the ride. And big or small, you might find what you're looking for. So call in to 323-870-3963 and let us know what it is. You know, maybe we can help. Because, you know, I'm telling you now, that's what Uncle Bill is all about. That's how I made my reputation. And that's what I stand for. You know, I love helping others. People say, well, say, man, why is you doing that? You ain't getting nothing out of it. Man, you don't know. I'm getting so much out of it, boy. It's just too much to explain to you sometimes. And I used to joke with a lot of my partners. So as I was writing this thing today, I said, yesterday, I wrote it yesterday evening. Remembered a little song, a little stanza, or whatever you want to call it, in a song that used to say, "You'll never know." Yeah, and so I said, well, you know, with you, with your attitude and everything, you just won't ever know. And then I'd say that last part. I don't want to do that too much. Y'all be asking me the same for y'all. But so it's a blast. And some of the wonderful people I've met over the last couple of years, you all, it's almost too much to tell about. In the meeting of some old friends that's on the same journey, on the same path that you are, y'all, I'll be in South Dallas a lot next week. Hopefully I'll be able to get over there at least two or three times. Simply because I got a lot that I'm trying to achieve in the getting out the word Uncle Billy is back things, you know, and getting the buzz out that, yeah, he's back with the Dallas Weekly. He's back with Cheryl's World. And Uncle Billy is bringing it on, y'all. Y'all thought he was tough in the 80s and the 90s. Just the tip of the iceberg. He might be the iceberg now, you know, because it's a wonderful feeling to have come through some of the things I come through since 1997. That was the year I retired. And, yeah, it's a little hesitation on saying it like that, because I, like the song just said, oh, it wasn't that song. It was another song that you're going to hear in a very little while, because it says, I ain't tired yet. You know, it wasn't my time, you know. And I'm sure a few of y'all are understanding what I'm saying. So listen well, because I'm very particular about how I'm awarded your confidence. And, you know, yeah, you got to give it to me posthumously for me to even believe that you care. Because I haven't seen you in 20 years, y'all. So, you know, I'm a little apprehensive. But you got to know that it is so wonderful being here to be able to help a lot of people in their quest for success. Oh, that sounds like the Dallas Black Chamber of Commerce, don't it? Good evening, Miss, what's her name? the young lady that runs the. I'm trying to pull out some of my help, y'all. People not calling in for me. So we gonna bring it all out next week. We're gonna start moving around and seeing some of the old friends, seeing some of the new friends, and you know, that's what Uncle Billy do. I make friends. I don't influence a whole lot of people. If I did, all of y'all be doctors and lawyers and such. You know what I'm saying? But and also one of my best friends, she's on vacation right now, so I shouldn't even mention her name, Francois Booker Drew. She's got some plans for you all, and I'm going to let her be able to tell you all herself. And we are going to be doing a lot for Dallas, the city of Dallas, Dallas County, and whatever else, even Dallas and somewhere else maybe. But whatever we can do together, and it's not just us, but, you know, I would like some of these folk to be able to. This is a shocker. Folk didn't even know I was coming on air this evening. But I had something planned for Monday, and I'm going to be a little tired up. So the show is going to be brief on Monday. So I'm getting in a couple of licks now just to let y'all know I'm coming. And so I got a lot to try to roll out with. I got, we going to bring some changes. You know, it says if changes has to be made, be a part of it. You know what I'm saying? Don't keep sitting back like, oh, man, I can't do that. I can't get to that. I can't do that. Well, see, the deal is we all in this together. And once we realize it and start acting accordingly, man, just think about the wonders we can produce just by doing what we. Do y'all hear me, y'all? Do y'all really hear me? We got to get up off of it, y'all, because guess what? Uncle Bill ain't tired yet. Him, the State Fair of Texas, Big Al Wash, it's a lot of folk going to be in on the fight, y'all. We just need y'all help. So think about it, mull it over, and remember, if Uncle Bill can do it, you can do it. So I'm going to give you another shot at this, because this lady intrigues me. Y'all have a great one. Think about what I'm saying. Arts visions for children. Well, I guess, well, they get little larger at 18 and whatever. But Arts Vision, y'all, it's a organization that's helping children, that's helping our children grow and get better. What you gonna do? You gonna stay on the porch? Holla, I'll be back.
Long time.
I'm not tired yet.
Been working.
rush out on purpose, y'all, because I don't have but a couple of more minutes. But I really want y'all to hear a little bit of when you're having problems that you can't understand, that you don't know what's going to really happen. Put it in the hand of the man, y'all. You know, we all got stuff we can't do. We just won't admit to it.
Come on down here, Diane. I want you to get a little bit of juice and work it out, because we need to tell the devil he ain't got a chance. While we trying to figure it out, tell your neighbor he's already worked it out.
Y'all,
tell your neighbor Jesus has worked it out.